Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. It's officially the 4th of July weekend, and city officials want people to stay vigilant to limit the risk of spreading COVID-19 even more. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
Pennsylvania is coming off its highest single-day total of new cases since May, and there are surges around the country.
And if we let our guard down, even for just one night, we go into the situation that we're seeing in Texas, that we're seeing in Arizona.
Aaron Bromage, a biologist from the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth, says a concern this weekend will be gatherings, barbecues that are happening, and the potential for overcrowding.
When we start putting together 20, 30, 40, 50 people, we are setting ourselves up for somebody to be there that is infected and to infect a lot of people.
The consensus from health officials is outdoors is safer than indoors, but mask wearing, hand washing, and sanitizing will be critical this weekend. Philadelphia officials say new cases of COVID-19 continue to increase, dashing any hope for a reprieve on indoor dining and gyms. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says new cases are averaging 110 per day, where last week they were hovering around 100 a day. That's not as steep an increase as in other parts of the country and state, but underlines the need to continue to stay home as much as possible and wear masks when you go out, which is now required statewide.
Now, the second wave has got to be disheartening. After so much progress we've made, it has got to be frustrating to see case rates rise. It is clear that we will be living with this virus for a long time.
Dr. Farley says there is hopeful news, though, on the vaccine production front. More than 100 are in development, 19 are in human trials, and he says the results on test animals suggest that it's easy to train the immune system to develop antibodies to the virus. Bucks County health officials are concerned about the virus going into the holiday weekend. Health Department Director Dr. David Damsker says if people go away, they need to still take precautions.
Sometimes a third of our cases, sometimes closer to half of our cases, are from travel. These are people that went to a state like Florida, Arizona, the Jersey Shore, we're seeing cases from.
Damsker says the health department will be keeping an eye on bars and restaurants to make sure restrictions are being followed, but he's hoping everyone will voluntarily comply. Montgomery County officials say so far there is no reason to slow down efforts at reopening, but they're calling on residents to do their part to keep the virus at bay. Commissioner Dr. Val Arkush says important numbers continue to trend in the right direction, including the percentage of tests coming back positive and the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19.
Every day, I am asked if Montgomery County is going to have to take a step backward and start to close things down.
Arkush says she hopes not, but she says the county needs to keep its eye on the goals.
The goals are ensuring that our hospitals do not get overwhelmed, making sure that our kids can get back to school this fall, and helping our local businesses get back on their feet.
She says the best way to reach those goals is for everyone to wear masks, stay 6 feet away from people, get tested, and if you test positive, cooperate with contact tracing. A Philadelphia police officer and two of his relatives have been charged for allegedly robbing more than a dozen people and assaulting them nearly 3 years ago. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, he's now off the streets.
Authorities say Officer Louis Miranda and two of his relatives robbed a group gambling outside a hunting park business back in 2017. The 40-year-old has been off the street since December of that year, while internal affairs first investigated, eventually handing over what they found to the district attorney's office, who has now charged Miranda with 15 counts of robbery and conspiracy and making terroristic threats, 4 counts of aggravated assault, and a slew of other offenses. Officials allege Miranda and relatives Gregorio Esquelin and Juan Luis Esquelin robbed more than a dozen people outside a business along Rising Sun Avenue near Hunting Park Avenue.
Miranda is suspended and will be dismissed at the end of the month per protocol. And it's a big step forward for baseball fans. The Phillies beginning spring training 2.0 today in South Philadelphia as Major League Baseball looks to get an abbreviated 2020 season underway in the midst of the pandemic. The 60-game season is scheduled to begin on July 23rd. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.